Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 3, Episode 6. God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. The focus of Season 3 is The Great Christ Sending. Here in Episode 6, written by Reverend Kenneth Hennings, we focus upon God's mission and ours. In John 4, verse 39, we are told, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony where she said, he told me all that I ever did. The mission of God, or Missio Dei, is initiated by God. No one forced God to create the world, seek Adam and Eve after the fall, call Abraham, promise a Savior through the prophets, or send his Son as the promised Messiah. God's mission will always have a harvest, and his kingdom will always be growing as yeast in dough. John chapter 4 gives us a picture of Jesus initiating his saving ministry among the Samaritan people of Sychar, and the sure harvest that followed. God's mission is divided into three scenes in John 4. The first scene, verses 4 through 26, is the dialogue with the Samaritan woman. It is possible to get to Galilee without going through Samaria, but Jesus traveled through Samaria because he was on his Father's mission to be the Savior of the world. Jesus begins and ends this dialogue with the Samaritan woman. He brings the woman from focusing on earthly water to seeing Jesus as a prophet, and then to understanding and believing that Jesus is the Messiah. The second scene in John 4 is Jesus' dialogue with the disciples in verses 27 to 38. The disciples begin this dialogue by saying, Rabbi, eat something. Just as Jesus led the Samaritan woman from an earthly level to a spiritual level, so he leads his disciples from seeing planting and harvesting as an earthly concept to a spiritual and missional concept. Jesus' food is to do the will of his Father who sent him to be the Savior of the world, and the world includes the Samaritans. The mention of fields being ripe for the harvest and the reaper already gathering fruit for eternal life are pictures of the assurance of God's mission succeeding. In John's Gospel, the harvest doesn't wait until the end of time. It is already happening in the ministry of Jesus. The same day on which the good news has been sown, the harvest is also taking place because the Samaritans are coming to Jesus. The same is true today. We are called to lift up our eyes to see the harvest when we plant, that is, share Jesus with others, and when we reap after someone else has planted. God has promised a harvest that should encourage all Christians to see themselves as being sent to all peoples to proclaim eternal life through Jesus, the Messiah. Scene 3 in the story, verses 39 through 42, is the conclusion of Jesus coming to the Samaritans to save them. The Samaritan woman shared her encounter with Jesus with the townspeople, and that led to many believing that Jesus is the Messiah. After Jesus spent 2 days in Sychar, where Samaritans believed because of his own word to them, they said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. Our mission is to share our faith in and experience with Jesus. We do this with our eyes fixed on the promised harvest. Our mission work is not to get people to look to us, but to believe that Jesus is the Messiah through God's word. So once again, we need to spend some time asking ourselves, what does a harvest field look like in your, my, in our communities? With that is the question, what kind of harvest blessing is happening in your congregation? And finally, how do you see yourself being sent by God locally and globally? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Spirit so that we plant your word with confidence in your promise of a harvest, whether that harvest is by us or by others. When we reap your harvest planted by others, help us to see your Spirit at work among many peoples. Your mission is our mission. Empower us to plant and reap with boldness. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.